Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, May 18th, 2012. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and I'm back from my travels around the United States to tell you about movies and toys. Last week in the box office, your number one movie was Marvel's The Avengers, $103.1 million, followed by Dark Shadows, $29.7 million, Think Like a Man, $5.8 million, The Hunger Games, $4.5 million. Still, that's pretty remarkable. And The Lucky One, $4.1 million. New this week, Battleship, The Dictator, What to Expect When You're Expecting, and some other films in limited release. Last week I did indeed get to see God Bless America, which I was surprised to find out was playing in my neck of the woods. It was great. If you like Bobcat Goldthwait movies, and most of you have probably never seen one, it's pretty good. Worth seeing. I liked it. I had a good time. I think you'll have a good time. Maybe. Watch the trailer. If you like it, you'll probably enjoy the movie. In the news, Larry David's in talk with Greg Mottola to do a comedy for Fox Searchlight. As movies go, this could be really cool. Or like a really long episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is really cool. Scott Z. Burns was hired to write the Rise of the Planet of the Apes sequel. He also wrote Contagion, if that gives you any idea of what might be happening in Rise of the Planet of the Apes 2. Prometheus writer Damon Lindelof is already talking about possible sequels. The original Blade Runner screenwriter Hampton Fancher has been hired to write the sequel, and apparently it's a sequel now, to Blade Runner. Ridley Scott has also confirmed it will have a female lead, which probably means that it's not going to be Harrison Ford in the lead role, but I've been wrong before, he might look okay in a dress. Donald Glover of Community has been tapped to be on HBO's series Girls in some capacity, which I suppose we will find as soon as he shows up on the show. On sale at Entertainment Earth. You love cufflinks. We have cufflinks. All Cufflinks Inc. items are on sale. You get free shipping on tie bars and cufflinks, including Star Wars, Star Trek, Batman, Superman, and beyond. See what we have? Go to sale.entertainmentearth.com today and get free shipping on these new and exciting items. Just think, you could be wearing Action Comics number one on your wrists while in an important meeting. And nobody has to know unless they look at you, in which case they'll know. And you'll look awesome because you'll be wearing them, but only from Entertainment Earth. This sale ends Tuesday. And now, toy news. A G.I. Joe convention-exclusive horror show figure has been revealed, meaning that if you love the October Guard, you've probably just soiled yourself. Along with General Iron Bear, it appears the whole set has been revealed for the year. Diamond Select has a bunch of good ideas up its collective sleeve. The Battle Beasts line has some neat concept art showing up on the web. New Minimate, possible Minimate designs, let's say, because they haven't been confirmed that any of these are going to be figures yet, include a Sumo Blowfish, because if you like Pufferfish, Sumo is the way to go. I really like this. An Egyptian Alligator Warrior, and I thought I was going to be sick of Battle Beast Alligator Warriors, because I've already got four of the other one, but this is really cool. And there was also a Maori Hammerhead, covered in like tribal tattoos and stuff. These are awesome! I can't wait to see how the figures turn out and how the paint jobs look, because this is very creative. It's going beyond, let's put an animal in armor, and I would have been perfectly fine with that, into something a little bit more intriguing. So hopefully these will all be revealed at Comic-Con, and of course, I will be talking about them because, biases included, I like Battle Beasts a lot, and I'm looking forward to talking about this stuff. LEGO Lord of the Rings items and LEGO Monster Hunters items are now starting to show up for a pre-order. Go to our website and find The Mines of Moria, Weathertop, and The Arrival of Gandalf, including many others. These will be available soon, and they look great. I mean, if you like minifigures, this should be a great line. Both of them, actually, because you like monsters, you like Lord of the Rings. The neat thing about the Lord of the Rings ones is they have new horses, which actually have articulated back legs, so they can rear up on their back legs, and it's a little bit more dynamic than the one point of articulation moving head horse, which we've had since, what, 1979? So it's nice to have something new and different. New pre-orders include some new Gentle Giant items. The Star Wars Yoda with a snake figure. It's on an Empire Strikes Back card. Looks like an orange snake. It's a jumbo Gentle Giant Kenner figure. Star Wars Re-East Deluxe Mini Bust. Star Wars White Clone Trooper Deluxe Statue. The Deadpool Core Mini Bust Box Set. And a Marvel Moon Knight Mini Bust. Because Marvel Knights is something else. These look great, and you can see them on our website as always. And that's all I got for this week. Got a lot of work to catch up on. You know how that is. On the plane, I was playing Goonies 2, but that's more of a video game thing. Oh, I was also watching the Aquabats Super Show, which I highly recommend checking out if you have the ability on the Hub Network. Very, very funny. If you like the Aquabats or really weird humor, I mean, offbeat comedy stuff, low budget stuff, and what else would you like? Oh, the original 1960s Adam West Batman show. There's elements of all of these things wrapped into this show, and I'm enjoying it very much. But it's mainly designed for kids, so it's really, really clean. But it has been said, and I'm unfortunately not being insincere when I say this, it's apparently great if you're stoned, but I am not of that ilk. No offense to those of you who are. I just watch it, you know, when I'm really tired, and it's great. So check it out, won't you? Aquabat Super Show. Recommended. Also, don't forget to check out our Cuffs Link sale, because that's how the word is. And we're adding a bunch of other new items. We're going to have new basketball figures up really soon. We're going to have more Lego-type items. It's going to be a lot of new products this week, so check them out on our website. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please tell a friend. And, oh, we got a new catalog coming your way, too. I'll stop rambling now. Goodbye!